edit out the beginning. So, Ronnie, Glenn, thank you so much for agreeing to sit down with us to do this Porch Talk. We really appreciate you being a part of our little project. So when we had spoken, you said that you guys didn't, neither one of you grew up in the Omaha area, so...
No, we didn't.
Okay, so you guys didn't move to Omaha until you were both older.
We were in our 30s.
Yeah. In your 30s, okay. Yeah. And what year did you guys move to Omaha?
1983.
What brought you to Omaha?
My job, I was, a couple of things. One, we were living in Montana, and Ronnie's dad died, and in Northeast Iowa, we needed to get closer to her mother. And then I got the job in Omaha, which put us within 4.5 to 5 hours of her mom, which was because getting to her Montana is not great for public transportation, so it was a matter of it was either a 2-day car drive or driving to an airport 250 miles away.
Yeah, so we got here in 1983. And moved into the Maple Village area with 3 kids. And Heather was our oldest, and she was in 2nd grade. And she was bused, and this was February, and she was bused that year. Her first day was Valentine's Day. But it took her a few weeks, and then she came home, and she said, I know why I'm going to school at Lothrop, because someday I'm going to be working with black people, and this is training me. So then we thought, okay, this is a good deal.
So she was the oldest. How old were the other two?
5 and 2.
Okay. All the kids went to Laura Dodge in Lothrop?
Yes.
Okay. And where did they go to high school?
Well, when they went to high school, that was when they had a choice. So they all went to a different school. Heather went to Central, Jess went to North, and Ben went to Northwest. That made conference time really tricky. And I was teaching at Belvedere.
Oh. And they also did that for, well, only Jess went. I mean, Jess came over here to McMillan for junior high. Both Ben and Heather were out at Morton.
Yeah, that would have been pretty close to that Maple Village area.
Right. It was just up. It isn't actually in Maple Village.
Yeah, it's right there. Well, having kids at so many different schools must have made commuting hard.
Right.
Oh, I imagine that would have been really complicated.
They chose their school because of their interests, so
we made it work. All right, so you guys moved here for your job. What did you do, Glenn?
I'm a Lutheran pastor, and I had chaplaincy. I had trained at the Hazelden Foundation in Minnesota to work as a chaplain in chemical dependency treatment. So I came to Omaha and spent most of the 8 years I worked at Epley working on the adolescent units. So my role was, as part of the team, was helping kids figure out, because it was a 12-step based program, and so it was very much about, who do you trust as a higher power who really cares about you? And that was a big step for a lot of kids. Most of them came out of, most 50% of them came out of homes where there was alcoholism in the home. So they weren't used to having someone really care about them. So just establishing that was really, was a big part of my job, helping them understand that, yes, there can be people outside of you, who really care about you.
Well, that sounds like really rewarding work. Sounds like
I really enjoyed it a great deal. And when the job went away in 1990, I because because of changes in the insurance mm-hmm. and state support. I really missed it. I attempted working at a couple other treatment centers, but eventually found my way back into working in the church. But with my training, they asked me to do what is called intentional interim ministry work, which is to work with congregations that are in transition.
Yeah, between different pastors, right. Sure.
And especially, intentional interim is working with those congregations where there's been not as good transition.
Oh, okay.
Where people have
lots
been.
Of conflict.
Yeah, yeah. So that was, and that's how we ended up. That's how we ended up in Florence. In Florence Heights was that I, because of the nature of my work, I could be commuting as many as 100 miles.
Oh yeah, which is different. So, no. Different congregations.
Yeah, and so Ronnie wanted to be, she was teaching at Belvedere. She was kindergarten at Belvedere. Mm-hmm. And she let me know that she didn't want to be more than 15 minutes away from...
Well, I don't blame you. Who wants a long commute?
Right.
Yeah. And you were working at Belvedere. How long did you work at Belvedere?
Retired and from teaching kindergarten, and then I started working for the family migrant program that Omaha Public Schools had. So that was very rewarding.
Yeah,
going into refugee homes, and always had an interpreter with me, mm-hmm. and got to know the refugee population in Omaha.
Oh, well, yeah, that sounds like great work. And are you guys both still working? Are you still working with that transitional program?
No, I am not.
So, I still work. I'm doing 15 to 20 hours a week as a semi-retired pastor at Morningstar Lutheran Church in 85th and Farnham.
Okay.
The old Swanson that...
I'm familiar with that area. Yeah. All right. So you guys said that you've been in Omaha for the better part of 40 years. Have you grown to really like the city? Is it kind of home to you at this point? Do you have a lot of good memories of raising the kids here?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
It was, yeah. It's been, you know, great opportunities culturally. And our girls got into gymnastics. We would... go around the state with that. There were some tough times that I remember walking in Maple Village to the old Goodrich ice cream store, and that would be the treat for the week. But and then them going to gymnastics, and in his transitional job, we didn't have a lot of money, so we would clean the gym. Just so they could go to gymnastics, but yeah, it was a great time.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And this is where you've kind of chosen to semi-retire?
Yes.
Yeah.
Oh, well, that's good. All right, is there anything else that you'd like to share with our membership before we kind of wrap up today?
Well, I'm very glad that I've found the antiquing classes here, and it's been very enjoyable because we have a lot of antiques, and it has helped me to learn more about my family.
Oh, I'm so glad that you found us and that you kind of found a community and some good genealogical resources here. That's what we love hearing.
Yeah.
Anyway, I want to thank you guys both so much for sitting down with me and kind of talking to me about kind of your life in Omaha. We really appreciate it, and I know that a lot of our members appreciate it since it's harder to get here right now with, you know, what's going on. So, guys, thank you so much.
Oh, you're welcome.
Thank you.